The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. I am here on this blessed and sunny day. Today is March 8th on a Monday. And we all know that some people don't love Mondays. Some people actually use the word hate for Mondays. And we're no longer doing that. We're taking every day as a blessed day. Monday through Sunday, every day is a blessing. Don't wake up with that whole energy about a Monday. We're going to give Monday the same energy as we give Friday and Saturday. Let's believe that. So let's get out of our way with all this, I can't stand the Monday attitude. We're going to give that Monday love, just like we was Sunday love. And with that, you'll have a brighter day on that Monday. You can believe that. So understand. Treat them days accordingly, man. Find your joy in any day. Find your joy in any circumstance. Find your joy. Don't let your joy be stolen. Don't let your joy be misused. Don't let your joy be dampened. Some people hate to see joy. Some people hate to see people smiling. Some people hate to see a God-fearing, loving person. I don't really like using the word God-fearing no more. I don't think I should fear God. I know it's in the Bible and all of that, but that's just another subject. So let me just say, I don't like fearing God. I love God, and I believe God loves me. He doesn't want me to fear him, but to each his own. You know, it's all about formulating things for a better understanding for myself. You know, just like at school, get a better understanding for yourself. We don't all learn the same way. Sometimes we have to take time to learn at our own pace. Even if the people pass us up, even if everybody goes further along, give yourself time, be patient. God's wisdom and knowledge will guide you. You just gotta ask for that, God's wisdom and knowledge. And that right there will help you get over the fear, help you get over indecision, help you get over, a lot of things that just hold us back. You know, our self-thoughts hold us back. So I like to talk about myself in the first person. So just to say that a lot of things that I grew up hearing and doing shaped my life for the best and for the negative. By running away from certain words in my household, in the Black community, certain things are just taboo. You know, we heavy on spiritual things, but we also don't understand certain things, so we just shut them down. So just to say that my whole experience growing up, as far as reading the Bible, there's certain things in the Bible, man, that I just could not understand. Certain words that they used made me fearful until I came to a realization and an understanding of what I was reading. And this is where I always say patience, to overcome yourself, because we don't always have that right tool from the gate. We have to develop ourselves once you pass through the gate. So once you pass through the gate and once you become developing of yourself and finding out who you are, now there's another step of breaking down who you really are for yourself, not for the world, but for myself. The world don't know me. The world only know what I tell them, man. Nobody knows who I am unless I tell them. The doctor doesn't know what's wrong with you until you tell them. You get what I'm saying? So it's all personal growth. You are the water of your own flower. I am the waterer of my own flower. Because if I don't get the water from the places that I need it, I'm not going to grow. If I don't adjust myself and get the right sunlight, someone else might put me in the shade. I can't grow in the shade. I can grow some. I will grow immature. But in order to grow full and vibrant, you're going to need sun. You know what I'm saying? You're going to need water for life. So just to say, I water my own plant and I put myself in the sun so I can get the proper vitamin D, UV ray lights, excuse me, the UV lights to help my growth. You know, I be reading this book. It's called Commanding Your Morning by Sidney Trim. Holler at me, Cindy, if you ever run across me. But it's Commanding Your Morning by Cindy Trim. And I picked this book up in Memphis. And it's been life-changing. It's been life-changing. I was fearful of a lot of words that I ran across when I first got into it. Because like I say, I wasn't fully into my self-development as others were invested. You know, like with prayer. I had my mother praying for me, my mother, my grandmother, family members, aunties, cousins, anybody that I had a love would pray, right? And try to will myself into becoming a better person until I figured out that, hey, my words have to be in accordance with everyone else's. You know, I can't allow everyone else to just throw their prayers out for me. I have to, at some point, take control of my own life, put two hands firmly on the steering wheel of my life, and drive this thing. You know, I can either let it go in the ditch, I can let it swerve off and hit a deer by not paying attention, or I can be firmly seated, firmly planted, and aware of what's going on with me. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can't wait on anyone else to say, hey, this is the path. Hey, these are the steps. I'm going to get that advice along the way, whether I want it or not. But it starts with me, just like it starts with anybody else. It starts with self. And when I learned that, man, it just opened so many doors. It opened so many doors because I stopped looking at things from a peasant perspective. You know, I stopped looking for the answers, and I just started finding the answers. You know, there's a difference, you know, looking for the answer than going within yourself and finding the answer, because we all have those true answers. Anything you want to know about yourself, just take time to get to yourself, get in a comfortable position, comfortable setting, and ask God those questions. Ask your God what you need to know. Ask your God, what is your direction? Ask God, what is it that he needs for you to accomplish to fulfill your purpose and your destiny? That's what I'd be asking about, man. Certain things I just don't even care to ask my God because it's frivolous. But I know that when it comes to me, I have to be diligent about guiding my ship, staying on course. As Nipsey would say, running my marathon, you know, it's not easy. I come against a lot of little tricks of the trade from people that don't want to see me succeed. If somebody's always putting a blunt in your face or some drugs in your face or some drink in your face when you're trying to overcome, they see you trying to overcome. They see you working. They're going to come with these drugs. They're going to come with these distractions. It's okay. That's when you man up and just say, nah, I'm good on this one, man. I'm good, you know. We don't always have to be in an aggressive manner to tell people no, you know. Like my grandmother or my mother would say, I don't like saying killing them, but kill them with kindness, you know. That just means that do it with a smile on your face. You don't always have to ball your face up and tell somebody how you really feel. You can tell them with a smile on your face. You could tell them with a good heart, you know, because we don't always have to be in a messed up attitude or a messed up mental state to speak our mind. You can speak your mind from a good place. You can speak your mind from a good-hearted place and still get as much respect as anybody that's out here going ham, going disrespectful. And that's what I've noticed. Everybody wanted to be just so disrespectful. And to each their own, you know, some people just raised different. But that's why I'm here to give you the coaching tips of that. You have to outgrow these things. You can't make it through life with that attitude. You can't make it through life carrying yourself in that manner. Because we're always gonna run into somebody that's just downright dirtier. You know what I'm saying? Like you ain't the nastiest. You ain't the most drama filled person. It's some people out there that just live it. You know what I'm saying? Just like I can't be the most holiest, you know, for myself I can. But for me to go out there and proclaim that, to say, hey, I'm holier than thou, that's just not a good assumption, you know, to put out there to the world. So what I just need to do is focus on my upbringing, my uprising, you know what I'm saying, and challenging myself to be better. And that's what this book really kind of brought into perspective for me. It's just about finding the time to uprise within myself, man, to unleash the power of God within myself. You know what I'm saying? Because God isn't within all of us. You know, we've been hit with some thoughts growing up. We've been hit with some perspectives growing up. You know, we even have an overhaul on how we're supposed to perceive God from growing up. I say stop right there. Stop. And find your own course. Find your own thought process for God. Find your own understanding for what God does for you and what God can do for you. You know, when I started focusing on things like that, man, it's just been so much easier for me. You know, I don't have a lot of fear. I don't have a lot of doubt. I don't have a lot of indecision. And I remember being indecisive about a lot of things. I remember being fearful about a lot of things. And where did it come from? It came from the things that I thought about myself. It came from the things that shaped my thoughts. They shape my behavior, and they shape my consciousness about myself. Once I hit a mature enough level in myself to say, dial it back, man, this ain't that. It doesn't have to be that. What was learned can be unlearned. I found that out, that we sometimes have to unlearn to relearn. It's nothing wrong with unlearning things. You're going to do it regardless. You're going to buck the system regardless, whether you want to. Sometimes you do it unexpectedly. Or some people just do it regardless, you know. They don't like following the rules. I was one of those people. I just didn't like following laws and rules until I became mature. And those laws and rules are in place for a reason. Laws and rules are like order. God loves order. We grow with order. The more order I put in my life, the faster I grow. The more order I put in my life, the happier I am. The more order I put in my life, the clearer my vision is. You know what I'm saying? My path is clear because I got order. I know where I'm heading. So many times in life, I just didn't know where I was going. I was going with the crowd. I was like the wind, just going here, you know, being tossed by the waves all over the place. And that just wasn't really helpful, you know. Being like that caused me to put myself in so many different compromising positions, you know. Here's a story. I was hanging with a guy, first started, you know, getting into a little unexpected behavior, we'll call it that. And, man, this guy had me walking around with so much drugs on me. Out of my naivety, out of me being just so naive and wanting to be down and wanting to just be somebody, you know, rushing to get to somewhere that I don't need to be just yet in life, I put myself in that realm. And man, when I look back on it, I was getting played. You know, I could have been in jail for more time than I was, just off of me just running around with a mindset of this is what it is and that's what it is, instead of searching within myself of what it is, instead of talking to the right people in my life and finding my direction. You know, I'm going outside of my circle to find my purpose. And sometimes you have to, and sometimes you don't have to. It's a thin line, you know, it's a thin line. But we all have the ability, we all have decision making to do. So it's your decision, just like it was my decision. My decision was to get into the drug game. And when I think about it, it was the worst decision I ever made. I promise you. People look at me and say, man, y'all was having so much fun. Y'all did this, y'all did that. In my mind, you know, knowing what it was, I missed out on so much in life. You know, I missed out on so much in life. You know, people were going off to college and people were going off to experience life. Myself, I was putting time in on the block. Before I was even in a cell once before in my life, I put myself in an invisible cell by standing on the corner for more hours than I worked at any job over so many years, just standing on the corners and staying within these neighborhoods, trying to make the money to get out of the neighborhood. And that was just faulty thinking. That was inaccurate thinking. That was misguided energy. You know, I could have used all those things in a better way for myself. I could have really took the time out for myself. But as we grow in these environments, sometimes we don't have that outlet. We don't have that common sense. You know, some of us, we don't get it till later. So like I say, I went through those trials and tribulations. I'm happy for them. You know, sometimes I don't want to change whatever happened because it made me who I am today. And then in some instances, I changed the thought patterns that I had from then. You know what I'm saying? The thought patterns is what let me throw myself out there to the wolves. The thought pattern is what made me put myself out there to be disrespected, to be taken advantage of, to be manipulated. You know, I found that out, that the people that we call friends, it's just a word. It's really just a word, man, because we don't really know. We don't know who really is the friend. You know, that smile hides a lot. That smile when people come to you, man, it hides a lot. Some people can smile and, man, it can they put you in fear. Excuse me. You know, it's cold-blooded murderers that smile at people, man, and how you feel in some type of way. Then there's a warm smile. There's an inviting smile. But when you put yourself in these positions of people that don't hold certain values over people's life, some people don't care whether you make it home to your family or not. You know, and I think back about that certain situations I put myself in, I don't think people really cared if I made it home or not. You know what I'm saying? But I did. By the grace of God, I made it home. You know, through God's will, through the prayers of family, friends, I made it home. I was able to escape certain things. I was able to escape death. I was able to escape being caught in a twist where I still have all my limbs. I still have all my fingers and toes. I still have joy in my life, you know. So just to say that it's not about how we start off in life. I don't want to get too far off, but it's not about how we start off in life. It truly isn't. Some people are going to start off a lot better than us, or some people are going to start off a lot better than you, like they did before me. It's okay. You have time to catch up. Don't throw yourself in these streets. Don't throw yourself in these positions thinking that this is a quick fix. Life ain't a quick fix. The quicker I learned that, the better off I am. You get what I'm saying? Life isn't a quick fix. You know, when I jumped off the porch and started trying to hustle, I was out of my league. I was out of my element. And you know, nobody really told me that, man, Tim, you, besides certain family members, but just saying true friends, somebody could have said, man, you know what, Tim, I hear you, I see you, but this ain't for you, bro. Like, you really need to get the heck up from this one. This ain't you. I got that from people that I thought was outdated. We'll use that word, outdated. Well, we don't trust people's instincts because we say, oh, they don't know. This that new wave. They don't know. They from this era. They don't know about what's going on now. But ain't nothing new under the sun. If they sold it now, it was sold back then. It's just a different form or something. The drug's been around since the beginning of time. Hardship been around since the beginning of time. Manipulation has been around since the beginning of time. And joy has also, you know. So let's understand that it's a personal choice to do what you need to do for you. It's a personal choice to separate yourself from the fake. We sit around people that's fake for a long time, for whatever reason. I really couldn't tell you why I've sat around so many fake people, thinking that we were friends. But, you know, we live and we learn. It's just to say that don't beat yourself up, man. It's a lot of betrayal that went on in the streets. And so people suffer from that today. I know some people, man. They still carry that sourness. You know, that oversees their successes of today. They letting the things that happened to them from the past affect their tomorrow. Stop that. If I could say anything, stop that. Don't let your tomorrow be interrupted by your past. The past is the past. We're going to get over it. But you have to make the decision to say, I no longer hold on to those things. I could hold on to a lot of things. I could be bitter about a lot, but I just don't. It don't help me. It helps me when I'm more happy and upbeat about my life and know where I'm going and know where I come from. So just to say that, I know it's a lot of trauma from what happened in the streets, your upbringing. Some of it's not from the streets. Some people just had a bad upbringing. You know, all parents are not equipped as we think they are. All parents aren't as loving as we think they are. Some parents are just neglectful. You know, it's just the truth. But to those that go through those situations, give yourself time. Don't run out here in these streets. Don't run behind these idiots and these fools thinking that you're going to get something out of it for free. Nothing is free. Nothing. I don't care what they say. Nothing that nobody gave me was free. And people gave me a lot of free stuff for whatever reason. And it's never been free. I either paid for it in some fashion, some form. I've paid for it. A lot of it with my own physical, being behind the cage. Certain things come for free from God, but ain't nothing coming for free from man and woman. I don't care how they tell you. It's not free. So understand that. And we're going to leave you all with this note. Drink plenty of water. Go get plenty of sun. And get off the couch. I love you all. And I'll see y'all next time. Bless.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.